On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not the 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of God, and it is for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
We will now have our hymn of preparation found again in the African American hymnal, page 160. "The Lord is my light."
Floyd. We will now have our sermon of the morning from the Reverend Dr. Carl Emanuel Jr. Hear ye him. Amen.
For my sake, Freddie, can we do that one more time? Wait on the Lord. We just sing that one more time. Continue to take the name of Jesus with you wherever you go. I am so happy to see my good friends from the Midway United Methodist Church and their great grandson, Matthew, who has come to visit with us all the way from Kannapolis. I served as their pastor when I was there. So happy New Year to you, and it's a pleasure to see you again.
Amen.
Let's prepare our hearts and minds as we go to God in prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus this morning. All of our sins and griefs to bear. Oh, what a privilege to carry not some things to God in prayer. Lord, I ask that you come now in order that I can share the good news on this first day of this brand new year. In order that I can share coming from you, the Holy Ghost, that has allowed me to come into this church, this beautiful sanctuary, on this Communion Sunday. And we come to say thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done. Remove me now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable now. In thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let all of God's people say amen.
Amen. Amen.
I invite you to pray with me and for me on the morning message. If you want your dreams to come true in 2023, don't oversleep. Don't oversleep. My sisters and brothers, as we enter this brand new year of 2023, a lot of us have goals and objectives we want to fulfill during the brand new year. These goals and objectives or dreams can only become a reality if we keep the faith and wait on the Master. In moving into this brand new year of 2023, I have heard Christians say over and over again, the things in their own life that they would like to change. Some, for example, would say they would like to change the community in which they live. Young people say that they would like to change the school. Sometimes the teacher who teaches them in their classes. Some would say we need a new bus driver doing the brand new year. Some say that they would like to look at organizations and how they are working and maybe be more involved in organizations and the way that the church is operating today and in the new year. I have been sent this morning on the first day to tell you this morning as we face this new year, if we wait on Jesus in the new year, at the end of the road, when you meet him, you will give him thanks. We as the living body of Christ needs to wait on Jesus. Not the physician, not the teacher, not the father, not the mother. Without him, nothing will be changed during the brand new year. You can make all of the resolutions you want for 2023, but unless you get right with Jesus right now,
amen,
and thank him, instead of asking him all of the time for the things that you want, things will remain the same on your journey with him coming from 2022. In other words, we need to keep the faith like we did in 2022. So again, if you want your dreams to come true in 2023, then don't oversleep. In looking at our text this morning, we find that Jesus had passed through the midst of a Samaritan in Galilee. As he entered there, he met 10 men. They were lepers. When they saw Jesus, they said, "Master, have mercy on us." He responded by saying, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." How many of us, since the beginning of this brand new year, have shown ourselves to the priests? How many of us have said since this morning at 12 a.m., "Lord, Master, have mercy on me"? The text also says that when he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice, he glorified God. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. Memorial, Zoom, telephone. How many of us have given him thanks for allowing us to come into the brand new year of 2023? Lord, I want to thank you. For 2023, some people who started in 2022 did not make 2023. But we were blessed early this morning, while the rain was stopping coming from the sky, all of a sudden we heard all over, "Happy New Year." Firecrackers in my neighborhood kept me up till about 3 a.m. this morning. And I started to call 911 because I got to get up and go to work. But I didn't want to take the fun from those who were having fun. They do it every year. But we are blessed.
Amen.
Just to be able to get up this morning.
Amen.
We are blessed just to be able to come to Sunday school. We are blessed just to be able to hear the songs of Zion.
Uh-huh.
In the time of trouble, Lord have mercy, he will hide me.
Yes, sir.
But the best part I like of that song, "Wait on the Lord."
That's right.
Could God Almighty wait on it? When I started singing last night, we need to wait on it. We need to trust him more. Because without him,
you're handicapped. You might be in the picture of health this morning, but I'm here to remind you, if you don't have Jesus a part of this journey in 2023, my sisters and brothers, you're handicapped. So wait on it. Now, make sure you understand what we're singing about when we say wait on him. Wait on him, for example, when you pray for something, you have to wait until he responds. Wait on him when you call on him in the wee hours of the morning, when tears might be streaming down from your face. Wait on him. Because the good book says that weeping may endure through the night, but joy comes in the morning.
Yes, sir.
So wait on it. And again, anybody can praise him when things are going your way, when you've had a good day. But the real test of a real Christian in 2023, when you're down, when you fall down, you want to get back up. But I'm here to ask you to wait. Boys and girls, wait on him. And he will strengthen you.
All right.
Memorial, you know what's so amazing this morning? Is often I think about the number of people who go to church on New Year's Eve, get there before 12 midnight, give nothing in church all year, find fault for things that are going on in the church. But yet, they used to pack churches before COVID, but then you didn't see those same people until Easter. During the time they would come all dressed up, but as good as Jesus has been to each and every one of us, we have to come and praise him. We have to come to give him thanks for all that he has done for us. As good as Jesus has been for us, when the choir is singing, I can hear the theology and the teaching of what they're singing about. We have to give him thanks. So wait on him. Be careful, don't oversleep, because you might miss your blessing. Jesus, Mary's baby, one when trouble comes,
all right,
receives a gift from Jesus and goes about their way. Some find fault. They ask him for a healing. It was 10, but only one gave thanks. And sometimes that's how the world is. Lord, if you just get me out of this mess, I'll go to church. I'll sing in the choir. If you just help me, I'll go to Sunday school. I will obey my parents. I will do my homework. And he does that. And we thank him. But when are we coming and putting it into action? Because every time we ask something of Jesus the Christ, he always responds to us. Whether it's sickness, whether it's a financial situation, whatever the test may be, God will take care of us.
Amen.
That's one of the hymns in this book. Be not dismayed. Whatever we die, God will take care of us. What does that mean to you, Memorial? Do you understand what the psalmist is saying? Whatever the test may be, because of the power and authority that he was given from the resurrection, he will take care of us. And he's going to do it in this brand new year of 2023. I dare you to try. So, again, like I said, last night we need to get closer to Jesus. But we need to thank him first for what he has done for us. Because everybody in this room has received a blessing already in 2023. Amen. How do you know, Pastor? You don't? Yes, I do. You know what? Because you're here this morning.
Amen.
How do I know? Because you're in your right mind. How do I know? Because some of you was here for Cisco. How do I know? Because he allowed a family to travel on the dangerous highways from Canaveras to High Park. How do I know? Because the choir is singing, sounding like a mass choir.
Amen.
That's how he works.
Yeah.
It's not in numbers. But when you sing from your heart, when you sing to the glory of God, I've seen him shake up some churches.
Amen.
With one person in the choir. It's not in numbers.
Yes, sir.
Because you could have 25 or 50 people in a choir. All them people, if you went around, I can't hear. But you see, when the Holy Ghost gets in you and you start reflecting on what you're singing about, the glory of God goes out. That's how the power works. Stop cutting him short. Be a role model and a mentor in our communities, our schools, and our churches. Give more to the church. Pray, but keep the faith. Most of us, or some people, are like to die. We ask for help, receive it, go on about our business. And some people have never thanked him for what he did in 2022.
All right.
We asked, but did we thank him? Yeah, I thanked him, but are you living like you appreciate what he did for you? See, you see, I don't know about you, but just to be able to get up this morning, hallelujah, just be able to come and to see y'all in the brand new year. Just be able to see people on Zoom and those on top of. Just be able to hear the keyboard. Just be able to hear the choir. My soul cries out, hallelujah. So Memorial, don't bring the drama, confusion from 22 into 23. Because let me tell you something, there's no room for it. This is a place of praise and worship, giving him thanks for what he has done. When I see the boys and girls out there giving him thanks for leading them to the house, when I see little Matthew out here from Canapas giving him thanks for what he has done. And boys and girls, next Sunday, if you bring your report cards, I got some little greenbacks for you. Bring them, but I got to see the grades. And I said, I don't trust you. Bring your report cards, and I'm going to dig in my pocket and give you some chump change, as y'all call it. All right? I said I was going to do that for the college. You can let them know. Next Sunday is when I open up the manual bank and trust. And you can draw some money from my account. All right. The one who stops to give Jesus the praise at his feet was the Samaritan.
Amen.
Memorial, you know, when trouble is pressing me down.
Yes.
I feel like going on. When trials and tribulations come your way, do you feel like going on? When the world is full of confusion, disappointment, when people scandalize your name, do you feel like going on? Though trials come on every day,
yes,
I feel like going on. I feel like going on.
I feel like going on. Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. That all of God's people say amen.
Amen.
It's prayer time. Amen. Is anyone here this morning who is not a member of a faith community? I invite you now to consider the memorial community. Jesus said, come unto me all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You come. The altar is open for prayer. Is anyone here who wants to come down and have a word with Jesus? You can come if you just want to say thank you, Jesus, for all that he has done, as Sister Freddie will be playing soft music during this time. Or you can pray in your seats or in your homes or telephone during this time. It's prayer time. It's power and prayer.
And family.
Church family, the city of High Point, Gilpin County, the state of North Carolina, the Midway Church families, those who are visiting with us today, safe travels back to Annapolis this afternoon. Praying that we will continue to let our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ lead and guide us in 2023 like we did in 2022. Knowing that we can call on him any day or the hour. Knowing that all power is in his hands. Continue to be with the boys and girls and youth of this church, the community, and as they go back to school or next week, be with them. Make sure that they are safe. Make sure that you are the God at the door. Yeah. When the world tries to come in and disrupt the class agendas. Be with this church, doing this brand new year, every member. Those who are in person, those who are on Zoom, those who home, be with them, Lord, in this brand new year. Speak to them. Some of them are not feeling the best.
Yes, Lord.
But we know that you are the healer. What you have done in the past year, 2023, you still have the power to heal.
Yes.
And bring joy and comfort on this brand new year. Remember those who you called their loved ones during this year, this past year. Be with them and speak to them. Mend their hearts. Give them the strength that they need to make it through this day and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
My sisters and brothers, those of you who are on Zoom, if you will prepare for telephone, if you will prepare for the distribution of Holy Communion. Does everybody have a cup and wafer? If not, if you will raise your hand, and the ushers will make sure that you will get one. Today, I'm going to ask that you follow me on page 12, a service of word and table, Roman numeral 2. Because of COVID, we will not do the peace. We will follow everything from the top of page 12, and I will, if you will follow me, I will tell you, because we will not be doing everything that's listed on page 12. For example, at the top of page 13, we will do the offering after the communion. So when you have got to page 12, if you will let me know by saying amen. If you have a hymn book in your home, if you will let me know by saying amen when you turn to page 12 in our United Methodist Hymn book.
Amen.
The invitation. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sins and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sins before God and one another by reading in unison the confession and the pardon. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. We have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us from joyful beings. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory
to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always, everywhere, to give thanks to you. Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth,
delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, take ye, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
Yeah.
When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, drink from this, all of you. My blood of the new covenant. covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you do it in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ, offering for us as we proclaim the mysteries of faith.
Christ has risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and all these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body, the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world. To Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
I grew up here.
All right, yeah. I thought you were, I didn't recognize you with the mask. Yeah. But again, welcome, my brother, and it's a happy new year to you. So let us prepare to go out and serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ during this new year. The benediction, may the strength of God sustain us. May the power of God preserve us. May the hands of God protect us. May the way of God direct us. May the love of God go with us. The love of God go with us this day and forever. Let all say amen.
Amen.
This brings a close to the service. We look forward to seeing you on Zoom on next Sunday. God bless you. I love you.